Lesson 10. Dogs with a Cause. Debbie Walrod was an athletic young Californian, a former professional model, and a ballerina, until a rare blood infection resulted in amputation of her legs and all her fingers. She thought her prospects for leading an active life were bleak. Then, through a program called Canine Companions for Independence, CCI, Walrod was matched with Oregon, a service dog, and her life became charged with possibility. "He's my hands, my feet, my best friend," she says gratefully. CCI was created in 1975 by Dr. Bonita Bergen, a teacher who specialized in helping students who were physically challenged because of injury or disease. She knew that guide dogs had provided valuable help to blind people for many years, and she wondered if it would be possible to train dogs to perform the myriad tasks that most of us take for granted in our daily lives. Professional dog handlers were, for the most part, discouraging. They did not consider the idea practicable. However, Bergen did garner the support of healthcare professionals who, up until that point, had been able to do little more than commiserate with clients whose disabilities left them feeling helpless. The dogs Bergen trained were supplied gratis to those who could not afford them. Although she worked out of her home with helpers who received little remuneration, costs were high, and for the first few years, there was doubt about whether the program would succeed. Bergen solicited contributions from the public, and thanks to the magnanimity of those who responded, CCI not only survived, it flourished. During the course of her work, Bergen found that young dogs were easier to train than older dogs. She also found that Labrador retrievers and Golden retrievers showed a special aptitude for the kind of work required, so she began breeding them for this purpose. There's a trite saying that nothing succeeds like success. The phrase certainly applies to CCI, which by 2003 was running 5 regional centers across the country. In addition, more than a dozen similar organizations had been established. One of them is Paws with a Cause. It provided Stephen Normandin with Sage, a black Labrador. Steve was diagnosed in infancy with cerebral palsy, a disease that affects muscle coordination and left him severely incapacitated. Trained to follow particular commands and use special straps that Steve carries, Sage opens and closes doors, turns light switches on and off, and pushes elevator buttons. She can retrieve pencils and other small objects from the floor, and even knows what to do in case of fire. Hearing the command, "Get help," Sage will do just that, jumping through a window if necessary. Since its inception in the early 1980s, Paws with a Cause has grown rapidly, and by 2002 was operating in 22 states. Of special interest is its Foster Puppies program. Volunteers take care of puppies in their homes from the time they are weaned until they are a year old and mature enough to begin serious training with professional dog handlers. Among the beneficiaries of this program are not only those who are eventually teamed up with dogs, but also those who cared for the puppies during this critical period, many of whom are children. Organizations like CCI and Paws with a Cause are a real boon to people who previously found themselves outside the mainstream of daily life. They also bring out the best in those who participate in the program, either by donating their time or their money. In addition, much has been learned about dog psychology and behavior. In 1991, Dr. Bergen formalized such studies when she founded the Assistance Dog Institute. It has been a leader in research, development, education, training, and placement of assistance dogs. What's the most surprising thing Dr. Bergen has learned about dogs? She says it's the capacity of the right puppies to learn behaviors that once seemed impossible. "Their brains are like sponges. They just soak up information," she says proudly.